This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump deployed a mix of diplomacy and barbs in his joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Tuesday. Trump said the United States is committed to what he called a phenomenal trade deal with Great Britain as the country prepares to leave the European Union. He praised outgoing British leader May, saying she's done a very good job. He said he believes her successor will finalize the Brexit deal that May has spent her term working toward.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am, Jeremy. But you know what? She has got it, in a sense, John. That deal is teed up. I think that deal is really teed up. I think they have to do something. And perhaps you won't be given the credit that you deserve if they do something. But I think you deserve a lot of credit.
Trump, who has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed May, predicted an agreement for Britain to leave the EU will happen and that it should happen. He described opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who's been critical of Trump, as a negative force and said he would not meet with Corbyn during his Britain visit. He also renewed his criticism of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who has written that welcoming Trump to Britain is un-British. Prime Minister May praised the relationship between the United States and Britain, but acknowledged some differences over climate change and Iran. Britain supports the Paris Climate Change Accord that Trump has pulled the United States out of. Trump has also withdrawn the United States from the international agreement with Iran that is designed to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program. Britain continues to support it. China has denounced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for saluting the Chinese student protesters who defied the communist government 30 years ago in Tiananmen Square. This is VOA News.